listener production.
Hey all, welcome to the Adam and Simon Show. It is Tuesday the 9th of May, Simon, and there will not be another Tuesday the 9th of May for a bloody long time.
Really? Well, 365 days, I guess.
No, there won't be a Tuesday the 9th of May next year. Next year it will be Tuesday the 6th of May. No, Tuesday the 7th of May.
How do you know that?
Because next year is leap year.
Wow, that's good stuff.
Is that right?
I don't know, but it's probably not worth sticking a point in this early in the show, I wouldn't have thought.
True, that would be a fork in the ground, and we're not about forks in the ground, we're about forks in your mouth. And today's episode we have served up to you for that fork to go into your mouth, showies, the quiz quest.
Oh my God, this week, you know what? I'm feeling good this week.
Yep.
Feeling good this week, I promise.
We also have a cringe confessional.
Yes, this is from a showie.
Yeah, direct from a showie.
Oh my God.
Put that on.
Have you heard it?
No.
Interesting.
I'm interested. And up next, we have another nursery crime. Sound the alarm.
Are you just fighting with everything in your child's life these days?
No, I'm trying to educate.
Okay, all right. I'm sticking with you.
All right, play the music. Let's get into it. Now, Simon, before we get into the nursery crime that has occurred,
yes, sir,
I need to just give a shout out to some showies that have been sending in their own nursery crimes.
Have you seen on the run sheet it says crime spelt C-R-Y-M-E?
Absolutely. How do you spell rhyme?
R-H-Y-M-E.
Yeah. So that's why it's nursery. Yeah.
I mean, that's good stuff. That's good. That's dedication to the cause. Well done, Bron.
What I'm going to do is let Link insert a little intro for nursery crime here.
Oh, God.
Well, stop,
I feel
Link.
Like ever since we found out that Link can do this, we're like, hey, Link, turn this into a thing.
Yeah. Stop, Link. Don't do that yet. Because the crime hasn't occurred yet. I just need to shout out some showies that have sent me what they have considered to be a nursery crime. And I'm the police commissioner, and all the showies, you are my employees.
Investigators,
correct. You're my detectives. And I'm at the head. So I appreciate.
So you're Inspector Adam. Inspector Denston.
Correct. They're sending what they think is a crime.
Oh, g'day, boss. I found another crime.
Yes.
Is that what they'd say? They'd be like, hey, boss. Found another crime.
That's what they think they've done. And it's up to me to decide whether it needs to be investigated or not, obviously.
Right, okay.
And not all crimes need to be investigated. So I just need to put that out there.
That's what the police say, but that's okay.
Well, not this one isn't a crime, which is why it doesn't need to be investigated. So a few showies have sent me in this song. See if you can recognize it. Got it yet? I like to
eat. What is this? I'm assuming this is a Wiggles song?
From our good friends at the Wiggy Wigs.
Yeah.
A song called The Big Wigs. They have a song called Apples and Bananas.
Okay, I like eat apples and bananas.
Yeah. Some people have been sending this in.
This is a whole world that I have not.
I know.
Yeah.
So the song goes, foreign. I like to eat apples and bananas. Mm. I like to eat apples and bananas. And then the next verse goes, I like to oat. Opals and bononos. And then the next song goes, I like to it. And then it goes on.
Because it's like E-I-O.
Exactly right. And that's the reason that this is not a crime is because it is teaching while changing the words of apples and bananas to oopals and banunus, which I quite like. It is teaching the young children about vowels and consonants.
Okay.
So I'm okay.
Okay.
No crime committed. Big wigs, you are free to walk.
I feel like the big wigs get a free pass because you spoke to the biggest wig and he said that you were a good guy.
Yeah.
So you're like, oh, the wigs are off the record.
Yes. So no crime committed there, but Link, sound the alarm because there's been a crime.
There's been a nursery crime.
The nursery crime here. Simon, would you say that we are trying to teach through nursery rhymes real world things to children? The answer has to be yes.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what, Adam? Absolutely.
Yes.
If you stray, like every other musician, into the realm of imagination, you can get in the bin.
Yeah. Well, okay, I'll rephrase the question. When you are trying...
I agree.
Yeah, good. Fantastic. That's what I wanted to hear. Because my issue this week, the crime that has occurred is from the nursery rhyme, Miss Polly Had a Dolly.
I don't know that one. Miss Polly had a dolly. Wait, let me guess.
Yeah, go.
Miss Polly had a dolly. Its name was Mrs. Trolley. Oh, no, because we've already had a miss. No, let me read it again.
Okay. It's got to rhyme.
Miss Polly had a dolly who put bread in a trolley. Bread in the trolley instead of more lollies. Miss Polly's dolly in the trolley eating lollies. Now I just sound like I'm rapping.
Now it's a tongue twister.
Miss Polly's dolly in the trolley eating lollies.
I'm going to cut you off there.
Name was Molly. It definitely wasn't
Holly.
Dr. Golly.
Holly was. Holly. Yeah, that was an easy one. Golly, that was That's not it. It is. You will know it when I say it. I think Bron out there knows it. Do you know Miss Polly, Bron?
No,
Miss Polly had a dolly who was six, six,
oh,
six.
You know,
so she called for
on,
the
yes.
doctor to come quick, quick.
I wouldn't
quick.
Be able to tell you the next verse.
The doctor came with. And then this is.
Can I see if I can find the crime?
Okay, okay.
If you sing the whole thing, I'll be like, I'll analyze for the crime. I'm the machine.
All right. There's one like.
Crime analysis.
Some people may think there is an early crime going on.
Okay.
But. And it's just like.
Crime and dinner.
Question one, which you're free to move either way.
Okay.
All right. Ready? Miss Polly had a dolly who was sick, sick, sick. And she called for the doctor to come quick, quick, quick. The doctor came with his bag and his hat and he knocked on the door with the rat-a-tat-tat.
Don't see any problems with that.
He looked at the dolly and he shook his head and he said, Miss Polly, put her straight to bed. He wrote on a paper for a pill, pill, pill. I'll be back in the morning with the bill, bill, bill.
I don't. See the crime.
It's a very minor crime.
I don't see a crime.
Do you want me to tell you what the crime is?
I mean, yeah, I'm interested.
What some people may think a crime is the fact that it's implied that the doctor is a male. I've got no issue. Like, obviously, some doc we use
is it
the no. There's like male doctors and female doctors as well. So for
does
Celia,
it say he.
Yeah, it's all he.
Gotcha.
It's all he's the doctor. Yep. So for Celia, we actually sing. She looked at the dolly and she shook her head.
That's
just
nice.
As a bit of a change up.
Yeah, I like that.
Nice to be changed. Can't be what you can't see.
Yep.
The issue that I have with this in terms of real world knowledge that we are trying to teach our children through nursery rhymes and through stories that we tell them is.
No medication.
No, no. Medication's okay in the right circumstances. Ask your doctor, which Miss Polly did.
Yeah, he came.
The issue is the chances of the doctor coming back to your house the next day to drop off the bill.
It's setting up unrealistic expectations.
Absolutely. How many doctors are doing house calls to drop off the bill?
Never. I mean, look, to be fair, in this nursery rhyme's defense, it does sound better than Miss Polly had a dolly that was 666. She went to the GP and waited 56 minutes until she could be seen by the reception attendant, who then told her to wait for 3 hours because she didn't have an appointment.
Yeah.
I mean, that doesn't roll off the tongue.
Not quite.
If we're going to be But look, good on the doc for doing a house call, but yeah, there's no doc running the bill back.
Absolutely. There's no doctor turning up, treating you, giving you a script. Mm. Saying, all right, head off to the pharmacy now. I'll come back to you and I'll give you your bill.
Also, if the
tomorrow.
Doc's leaving, just bring the meds back, bro. Like, if they're too sick to come to the doctor, how are they well enough to go and get the meds?
Yeah.
That doesn't seem all right.
Yeah, there are after-hours doctor services, so I'm okay with that. And they will write you a script, which you do then have to source yourself.
But they don't come back with the bill.
They are not coming back
not
to your house
free.
With the bill. No way. And the after-hours service that is provided, at least in Victoria, I'm assuming across the country, is bulk billed.
And also, Doc, what's in your bag?
Absolutely.
If you've got a hat and a bag, but you don't have a billing book, what's the bag for?
The importance...
You don't have the medication or the billing book.
Yeah.
That's all I need you for, Doc.
The importance of the doctor having his hat with him is also unnecessary.
Yeah. Look, and let's be honest, Doc, Dolly doesn't have a heart rate, so you don't need like a stethoscope in there.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean,
what are we running in the bag?
Exactly. What's in your bag?
What do you think the doctor looks like?
In my head, this doctor in this story, the male doctor, looks a lot like Postman Pat.
I was thinking a lot like the Monopoly Man. Big bristly mustache and some sort of lab coat.
Yeah. I don't know. Also, like, I get we're using imagination. I don't know how the dolly's going to take a script. Like, is take a pill.
Yeah, look, I think we need to ignore the whole dolly.
Which
look,
I'm okay
I got tied down around the stethoscope. I get it.
You did.
I get it.
But it's the issue that we're teaching our children to have expectations that a doctor will come over to your house and then come back the next day, and rather than treat other patients that they have, they'll come back to you with a bill.
Where do these kids think they live? Scandinavia?
With
just like a medical system that cares for them? I don't think so, mate.
So please.
Get on the program. You're done. And also, If your dolly's sick, maybe don't call the doctor. Just because, like, dollies aren't real. But, I mean, that's like, I don't want to, like, be the one to tell your daughter that.
No.
Is your daughter got dolls yet?
No, she has this massive dog that she loves.
Oh, yeah? What's the dog's name?
Doesn't have one yet. She got a lion called Lionel.
That's funny.
I called the lion. Yep, that's it. But for the person that wrote Miss Polly Had a Dolly, you are under arrest. Yeah. And we'll not let you off with a warning. We'll let you off with a very minor fine.
Yeah, community service only.
Yeah, just a minor fine.
You know what
fine.
You can do? You can put on a high-vis and you can deliver doctor's bills to people.
Yeah.
To see how unrealistic that is.
Absolutely.
Topics. We're going to whip around. We're going to name items in a topic.
Oh, really?
It's an intro that tells the rules.
Yeah, I like it.
It's time for Topic Thunder. And it music to my ears that we brought this up and Bron said... This has become very stressful.
It has. It's 1-1-1.
Bron, you were so calm and collected at the start when you were first intro'd, and now...
I know. It's really become my undoing now.
It really has.
I psych myself out.
Just shows that the key is to just be as relaxed as possible.
Absolutely. Yeah, correct. Not too relaxed, though. Bron was too relaxed last time.
Also,
it's... Fell asleep at the wheel.
Bron's
and
turn.
And you didn't even get past the question last time.
I did. I said a picnic rug.
I'll tell you what. I'll tell you who didn't come to your defence. Not a single person.
Yeah, anyone.
So we're doing, Bron, your topic, and then it goes to me and then to you, Adam?
Correct.
Okay.
So it's Bron's topic.
Oh, God.
Soft drinks.
Oh,
this is a good one.
Royal Crown Cola.
Coca-Cola.
Pepsi Max.
Diet Coke.
Coke Zero.
Solo.
Vanilla Coke.
Pepsi.
No way.
I've had vanilla.
No
I had vanilla
way.
Coke in the holster and you took it from me. Damn it.
No way.
I could have gone heaps of them. Oh, that was. I'm so disappointed in myself. I wasn't ready. It was all happening too fast.
Yes.
I couldn't see Bron far out. That was just a bad round for me. Score check is 1-1 all, everyone, by the way.
Damn.
All right.
Are we going?
Yep. Yeah, it's up to you, Bron.
Lift.
Mountain Dew.
Nah.
Yeah! Oh, I had another one. I had Sunkissed in the Bank and
Fanta.
Then that was it.
Oh, Fanta.
I had Sunkissed in the Bank. And I was going to go Kirk's Lemonade, Kirk's Creamy Soda, Kirk's Lemon Squash.
Oh, Portello.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
All right, you Kimmy. Deserve that one.
Sarsaparilla.
Oh, my God.
I also was thinking Agrum, but I was like, I don't know whether that's
nah,
a spark,
Agrum
a mineral
happened.
Water.
Nah, Agrum would have counted. Agrum
there you
counted.
Go. 2-1-1. That's good. Jeez. That was a nice and quick Topic Thunder. It's always good to get a win in the belt. Thank
so what are you?
Much.
You're two.
2-1-1.
Oh, man. That was a good one. I like that it's even, isn't it?
Mm.
I'll tell you what. It's much more nerve-wracking without Ed here.
Yeah.
At least like that one, you knew you were going for top two.
You knew you were making the final.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, quiz me.
What?
Quest.
What quiz?
It's a quest.
One small
step for man.
Oh, how fabulous.
Quiz me up.
Simon, get your Gandalf staff out. It's time for the quiz quest.
I'll tell you what. Here's an impersonation. You shall not pass. Who am I?
Gandalf?
No, I'm 23 points. I'm the number of 23 points. We've never been able to pass it.
I feel like 23 was a good effort, though.
That's
our best.
We're on today.
We are trying to get a perfect score in the Age Super Quiz. It is so much harder. We have three brains in here. We have the brains of our dads. We have the brains of our mums. We've got the brains of anyone that we can call.
Anyone.
And we're still struggling. All right.
What are we up to? How many brains have we got? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
We've got my father-in-law.
7, 8. We've got 8.
Yeah.
Plus us.
Yeah.
12.
Oh, we've had Showies reach out.
Yes, great.
And they want to be involved.
Yeah, all right, we got Showies on board too.
And their strengths are not our strengths, which is a real plus.
Yeah, I like that.
All right, should we get into it? Question number one. I know you like when I say the number first.
Yep.
Traditionally, what two-word phrase was called out by sailors when sighting land?
Land ahoy.
Not land ho? Land ho.
No, that's tai ho. That's a Pussycat Doll song, isn't it?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, question two. A seemingly unimportant thing that might have bad consequences is the thin end of the what?
Thin end of the stick?
I would say stick, yeah.
Bron, thoughts?
That's right.
No, I don't actually. I actually don't think it's it.
You don't think so?
No.
You don't think it's stick?
Oh, geez, they've got the thin end of the stick. No, because it's a seemingly unimportant thing that might have bad consequences.
Oh, they got the thin end of the...
It's not stick.
Geez, they got the thin end of the...
Rod, nah, that's not it. We're not hitting people here.
Thin end of the...
The thin end of the...
Seat?
All right, we'll come back to it.
Okay.
Because we'll bring your dad in for some multiple questions that we don't have.
Yeah, okay, gotcha. All right.
Question three. Ming the Merciless is the nemesis of which comic book hero? You should know this. You're a comic book guy. Ming the Merciless.
Is the nemesis for which comic book hero? Ming the Merciless.
Comic book hero, Ming.
I'm going to go with, is it an Avenger?
If it's an Avenger, you would know.
That's true, actually. That's really
like
true.
You would definitely know an Avenger.
Maybe it's not then. Maybe it's Bron, anyone?
The Phantom?
Oh, great call. I'll go with the Phantom. All right. Like the Phantom as an answer.
Question four. Which of the three primary colors lies between violet and cyan on the spectrum of visible light?
Blue?
Primary colors. Yeah, it'd have to be.
Violet is purple, right?
Yeah.
And cyan is...
bluey.
Light blue.
Yeah, we'll go blue.
Yep.
Question blue. Five. Released in 1972, which album by songwriter Neil Young is his best-selling? Oh, God, my dad would know this for sure.
Oh, let's get him on the phone.
Well, this actually, I reckon this is a Dean Faulkner question.
You reckon?
Yeah. He was born, or would my dad know it now? No, let's go dad.
Okay, let's go your dad. Here we go.
Because dad would have been 18 when this came out.
Who's this?
It's your son. All right, Dad, our question to you. Released in 1972, which album by songwriter Neil Young is his best-selling?
Harvest.
Oh, there you go. See?
Harvest?
Told you he'd know.
Love that.
That was a good one. Yeah, he's very confident.
That's so good. Do you want to ask him about the stick?
Yeah, Dad, a seemingly unimportant thing that might have bad consequences is the thin end of the what?
Wedge.
There you go.
Very thin good. End
you
of the wedge.
Two from two today.
Great
well done,
job,
Dad.
Mr. Denston.
On fire, mate.
Absolutely.
Crushing
somebody
it.
Called Triple O. This man's on fire.
Love it. I think we got 5 out of 5 there.
All right.
It doesn't happen very often, so I better celebrate.
All right. Ask him this one, too.
Can you get number three? Ming the Merciless is the nemesis of which comic book hero?
Oh, yeah. Is it Charlie Chan?
Charlie Chan?
Who's that?
Who's Charlie Chan?
He was a Chinese detective.
Oh, very good. I would say that.
Okay.
And now the next one, just because you're on fire. British Army officer and writer T.E. Lawrence was better known as what?
Lawrence of Arabia.
Oh, my gosh. My God. Phil, keep going. Keep pressing the hot
hand. When the man's on a heater,
press
don't let him off.
Press the hot hand.
Which Australian soft drink was marketed as light on fizz so you can slam it down fast?
Solo.
Oh, there's an advert where he heads down a waterfall in a canoe.
Yes.
Correct. Solo.
Would it be Solo?
Solo, yes.
Yep, there you go. Right, you're still on fire. Let's keep him around while he's on fire.
Here we go.
Question eight, is Kairouan, Tatooine, or Tunis the capital of Tunisia?
Tunis.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I'm happy with that.
I agree.
Question nine, Postcards from the Edge is a semi-autobiographical novel by which actress?
Pass.
All right, I actually reckon you'll know the next one, though. The Khyber Pass connects which two countries?
Pakistan and Afghanistan.
Wow, that's
Pakistan
so
and India.
Pakistan and India. Are we still going?
Nah, I think so. Oh,
have we used him up?
I think we've used him up.
All right, I think we've used you up. Thanks, Dad. You're on fire today. See you on the weekend.
Cheers.
That was so impressive.
That's what you call playing the hot hand.
Press. Go all in on Phil Denson.
Far out.
So what do we want to go with? Postcards from the Edge is a semi-autobiographical novel by which actress?
We may need a help here.
Bron, anything?
A mum?
For some reason.
Oh, this would be good.
Oh,
I'm interested.
Yeah, I'm in here.
Maybe Star Wars is on the brain, but Carrie Fisher, maybe?
Oh.
I like that.
Postcards from the Edge.
All right. Question. That was, we banged through the intermediate.
Okay.
Question 11. What is the three-letter word for a broad sash worn with a Japanese kimono?
Gab's cousins are in Japan right now.
I've got friends who've just been to Japan.
They will not know.
Literally got back from Japan like two days ago. You reckon? They went to Kyoto where all the geishas are.
Yeah, but they didn't go to kimono school. They won't know.
Are you going to answer, Danny?
Hey,
Danny, got a very quick question for you on the podcast. This is a quiz, and you've just been to Japan, and we have a Japanese question for you.
Mm.
Oh, God.
What is the three-letter word for a broad sash worn with a Japanese kimono?
Broad sash? I don't know. Maybe, is it UBI? Is that
Ooh.
Something?
I don't know. We literally had nothing, and you have just been to Japan. You got back a couple of days ago, so you got back yesterday.
Yesterday, yes.
Very
we
good.
Did.
All right. Thank you very much. Ubi, we're going with. Thank you, Danny. We'll leave
Do
you
I
to
win
it.
Something?
Pride.
Yeah, pride. You can have pride. Actually, you only get pride if you're right. So you
actually, follow-up question to that, Danny. Postcards from the Edge is a semi-autobiographical novel by which actress?
Naps, mate. Yeah, okay. Help.
All good.
That's it.
Thanks, Danny. We'll let you rest and recover from your jet lag.
Ciao,
ciao. Bye-bye.
Bye. Right. Postcards from the Edge is a semi-autobiographical, so it's not completely autobiographical. Mm. So does that mean that there's some fiction in there? Does that change your thinking, Bron?
There's definitely, it sounds like there's definitely fiction in there, if it's semi.
Mm.
Yeah, maybe.
Why'd you say Carrie Fisher?
I don't know, it just came up, but I feel like maybe I've seen that somewhere.
Carrie Fisher, rest in peace.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, question 12.
I'm not confident in it.
Okay.
What name, meaning gift from God, is the Spanish version of John?
Jorge? No.
Juan?
Juan. Yeah.
Surely Juan.
Sure.
I was just like, we've got a mate called Johnny who went to Mexico for a while and we've been calling him Juan ever since.
Yep, that's Juan. Yep, good job. Well played.
During World War II's Operation Chastise, British forces attacked German dams with what kind of bombs? This is Don Lovett, surely.
Yeah, this is a big Donny Lovett. I'll get him on the ball. Get him on the blower.
Do you know, like, and I know, I don't know what the rules are, but we make them up.
Can't call him back.
I know, he's good though. He loves war. Does Donny love the war too?
Not as much.
Yes, Simon.
Donny Lovett, how are you, sir?
All right.
I'm calling you for the quiz. During World War II's Operation Chastise, British forces attacked German dams with what kind of bombs?
Bouncing bombs, skip bombs.
Bouncing bombs or skip bombs. I'll accept both answers. Well done, sir. That's great.
See if he knows the next one.
Oh, here you go. We're playing a new rule. If you get the answer right, you get to continue playing. So here's your follow-up question. Oh, you might actually know this one too. Question 14. Which biblical king consulted the Witch of Endor to summon the spirit of the prophet Samuel?
David.
David?
Is that because he's the only biblical king that you know, Don?
Pretty much.
Yeah. Good. Very good. All right, I'm going to ask you the last one because you might know this one too. What two feature films had George Lucas directed before Star Wars?
I don't know.
Okay. All right. You're off the phone then. All See right. you, mate.
Thanks, Don.
Good job, mate.
No worries. Bye.
Never have you heard anyone less enthusiastic to be called by, son.
Yeah, absolutely hated it today.
All right.
At the start, the dads loved it, but now they just hate hearing from us. All right.
Two feature films. George Lucas, what would he have directed? Two films before 1977, around like Godfather time.
I have no idea. I can't even formulate two words together. All right, I think we're just going to have to accept that we're going to get 14 out of 15 today.
All right, Bron.
If we get to 14 and we have not got one right, I'm calling everyone in my phone.
Okay. Please, Bron, send through the answers.
I'm so excited for this.
Do you reckon we're, because like Dad was hot.
I reckon we're red hot for this one.
Dad's never been hotter.
I reckon we are red hot for this one. All right, here we go.
All right, question one. Hey, stop looking at him. Let me
answer. I'll read the answer. Okay, I'll read the question.
Yeah.
Go for it.
You read the question.
Oh, sorry. Question one. Traditionally, what two-word phrase was called out by sailors when sighting land?
Land ho.
No, it's not.
It says land ho or land ahoy.
Oh, my God. So we were both right.
Yeah, we were both right.
So we get a bonus point for that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, great. Question two. Seemingly unimportant thing that might have bad consequences is the thin end of the...
wedge.
Great job, Phil. Ming the Merciless is the nemesis of which comic book hero?
Flash Gordon.
Yeah, we're really off the edge, aren't we?
Oh, God damn.
So early in the piece, too. Two questions in.
Flash Gordon.
Well, I guess we won't have to worry about question 15 anymore. That's good.
Yeah.
All right. Which of the three primary colours lies between violet and cyan?
Blue.
Yep. Released in 1972, which album of Neil Young's?
Harvest.
British Army officer T.E. Lawrence?
Lawrence of Arabia.
Which Australian soft drink was light on fizz so you can slam it down fast?
Solo.
The capital of Tunisia is?
Tunis.
Postcards from the Edge, semi-autobiographical novel from?
Carrie Fisher.
Actually?
Carrie Fisher.
The Khyber Pass connects two countries?
Afghanistan and Pakistan.
Oh, shit. We've got one wrong. Oh, no. This is so hard.
Go, go.
This is so heartbreaking. Okay. Oh, no. 11. 11. Which three-letter word for the broad sash worn in the Japanese kimono?
Obi.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
It's an Obi.
Oh, no. Oh, this is so bad. Okay. What was the name giving gift of God's Spanish version of John?
Juan.
Is this actually true?
It's one. It's one.
What type of World War II bombs?
Bouncing bombs. Oh, no. No.
Oh, do we have one wrong?
Oh, no.
Which biblical king?
Saul.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, my God. Thank God.
Thank the God Saul.
Oh, my God.
Biblical king consulted which of Endor?
Saul.
Oh, my. I feel so much better than that. Better
call Saul. Thank God. So okay. We're only 3 points down now.
And then.
We're 3 points.
No, 4 points. 4 points.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, 4 points down.
What two feature films had George Lucas directed before Star Wars?
THX 1138.
Okay.
And American Graffiti.
American Graffiti, I've heard of.
Never heard of
I've never
that.
Heard of the other one.
Do you know what that means? 23.
We got 23.
You shall not pass.
You shall not pass.
23.
I think we've figured out the method, though. Press the hot hand.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, if you get an answer right, if you're the phone in,
yeah.
You get to keep going.
Roll with it.
Keep rolling.
You gotta roll with it.
Hey, Showies, if you do want to be a part of it, include your phone number on the thing so we can buzz you.
Far out.
Yeah. Oh, my mum's just called. Let's see if she knew the answer.
Okay.
Hey, mum, how are you?
See if she can get both.
That's good.
Ring when I'm on the phone.
No, that's okay. I'm just doing the quiz with Adam. I've got a question for you. What two feature films had George Lucas directed before Star Wars?
Before Star Wars?
Yeah.
I've got no idea.
Yeah, perfect.
Do you know, Anne, do you know who Ming the Merciless was the arch nemesis of? Which comic book character?
Ming the Merciless.
Yeah.
No.
Okay, that's good, too. That's actually, you're making us feel way better.
No, that's actually a relief.
No, that's good because we only got three questions wrong in the whole quiz to that. Okay.
Hang on. Do you know who Ming the Merciless
is? Just asking my
dad. Jenny doesn't even know who Ming the Merciless is.
Great. Well, we only got three questions wrong in the whole quiz, and those were the three, so that's good stuff.
See ya.
Thanks, Anne.
Bye.
And Charlie's, I'm a bit cooked after that. Thanks so much for being part of it.
That was red hot.
Yeah, 23.
That was red hot. 23 is a good score.
Gandalf, you shall not pass. Thank you, everyone, for listening.
I can't believe, I'm going to do that same joke next week with 31.
The Adam and Simon Show is out for Tuesday, May the 9th. We'll speak to you on Thursday, May 11th. It'll be the first one and the last Thursday, May 11th, for a while.
Oh, God.
See you later, everyone. Bye.